This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness again offers its services to house those abandoned at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Government announced a cricket development scholarship for University of the West Indies students. International media and influencers are in Barbados to promote the crop over festivities. Several firearms and thousands of rounds of ammunition confiscated in the Bahamas and 15 killed in an attack on a shelter for displaced Palestinians. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness is again offering its services to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital to assist patients abandoned by family. President of the Alliance, Kimar Safri, tells Starcom Network News that the Alliance proposed a memorandum of understanding over 3 years ago to assist patients who no longer need immediate care. His comments came in response to a statement by the Director of Medical Services of the QEH that there are patients in the hospital who have been abandoned by family, resulting in fewer beds for patients who need them.
The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness is willing to take everyone in the hospital that can care for themselves, that have found themselves abandoned by family, but have been released, be able to be mobile and take care of themselves. However, we would only do that through MOU. We would have already presented QEH to assist them with this situation that they have been having for years now. This is not the first time we're hearing about people being left and abandoned in the hospital, but it's also not the first time that we've presented our MOU to the QEH to be able to help them resolve this matter, because we do understand the strain on the hospital. We do understand that they need the beds.
He gave the assurance that the Alliance has the facilities to assist.
We have the space at the facility here. We have a clinic here. We have doctors on call. We have doctors that come in on a regular basis to conduct clinic at the shelter. We have reintegrative and rehabilitative programs that we can provide, including social programs, getting them back with their families if it need be, or getting employment for them. We can take those that can take care of themselves, that are ready to transition back into mainstream society, and we'll be willing to take all from us tomorrow. But we must come back to the table to have that discussion.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Government has announced a cricket development scholarship for University of the West Indies students who would be interested in studying the science of the game. This was revealed by Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantelle Munro-Knight, as she addressed scores of people who participated in this year's emancipation celebrations. She had stressed that not only past heroes, politicians, and those from the labor movement should be celebrated for their contributions, but sportsmen too, like Sir Frank Worrell.
And so I am extremely proud today, on the behalf of the Prime Minister and the government of Barbados, to announce that the government will be launching a Frank Worrell Cricket Development Scholarship. And that scholarship will be an annual scholarship of $25,000. And it will be to support students from the University of the West Indies who are interested to study either the management or the science of cricket.
She also announced plans for a film project to highlight the efforts of Barbados's finest cricketers.
But not only will we be launching that Frank Worrell Cricket Development Scholarship, on August 6th under the National Cultural Foundation, we will also be launching a call for a film project which will chronicle the history of the evolution of cricketing excellence in Barbados. It will chronicle what we have given to the world. It will chronicle the stories and it will tell us about those footsteps. But it will not only do that by speaking to the stories of the greats, but it would also as well make sure that we understand the fundamental link between cricket and social development.
Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantelle Munro-Knight. Several global media representatives and influencers have gathered in Barbados for the Crop Over Festival to help promote the island internationally. At a media welcome reception hosted by the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc., Minister of Tourism Ian Gooding-Edgell highlighted various local events and encouraged influencers to share their experiences on their platforms.
The story of Crop Over in Barbados is one that must be experienced and shared firsthand. The role of the media and influencers is an important one. As experimental travel tastemakers, your stories and reviews will have a significant impact on new and repeat travelers to our destination. A strategic component of a public relations campaign is for you to showcase the joy of Cropover in Barbados through your photographs, videos, stories, and word of mouth to your readership, viewership, and followers. We will continue to build relationships and collaborations with key media personnel from both the traditional and new media sectors as important sources of travel knowledge who share authentic stories of their time in Barbados.
Minister of Tourism, Ian Gooding-Edgell. Meantime, Chief Executive Officer of the BTMI, Andrea Franklin, said the initiative will allow the world to see what Barbados has to offer during the summer period.
While focus has traditionally been placed on the winter season leisure travel, Barbados is positioned as a premier 365-day destination with activities throughout the year. The six-week Cropover Festival stands as the island's signature event, appealing to summer travelers with its diverse array of concerts, premium parties, and craft markets, all culminating in a magnificent masquerade. It is my great expectation, therefore, that by immersing yourselves in all of these activities, you will be able to share some of the exciting experiences which await travelers to Barbados.
Chief Executive Officer of the BTMI, Andrea Franklin. The producers of Rise Barbados report the event was a success and are pleased about the number of people who attended. Producer at Novel V Entertainment, DeCarla Applewith, told Starcom Network News that since the COVID-19 pandemic, they have seen an increase in patrons.
We're very pleased with the turnout and the level of support that we received from Barbados, the diaspora, carnival hunters, carnival travelers coming out to Rise. It was a success. I mean, I just looking at the crowd, looking at the excitement, I think that this is like the break of Cropover. Since coming out of COVID, I mean, last year we did have some events and people were like still sluggish, but I think this year people feel the excitement more.
Producer Novel V Entertainment, DeCarla Applewith. Former General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers and stalwart in the labor movement, Dennis Clark, has passed away. Richard Green, the current General Secretary of the Union, says that Mr. Clark made a significant contribution to both the Union and the labor movement and will be greatly missed.
Brother Clark served distinctively here at the NUBW for over 40 years, culminating his career as General Secretary. Brother Clark served also on a number of committees on behalf of the NUBW and would have given sterling service to the labor movement. And his contribution is highly respected, highly regarded. He has written a book on public sector unionism, which is used widely across the Caribbean, especially our brothers within the Caribbean Public Service Association, of which he is a highly regarded officer. The National Council, the Executive Committee, and the Secretariat of the NUPW extends heartfelt condolences to the family of Bella Clark.
General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green. And law enforcement in the Bahamas have confiscated several firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition and drugs after active patrolling on the Grand Bahama canals and waters. This is part of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force's efforts to combat drug trafficking and gun trafficking. Speaking during a press conference, Assistant Commissioner of Police Shanta Knowles admitted that weapons can easily enter the country, hence their continued efforts to patrol the canals and outskirts of the islands. And finally, at least 15 people have been killed and about 40 wounded after an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced people in Shujaya neighborhood of Gaza City. The school had dozens of families that were sheltering and seeking refuge. Civil defense teams are still working to recover bodies trapped under the rubble after the building's ceiling collapsed. Recapping the headlines. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness again offers services to house those abandoned at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Government has announced a cricket development scholarship for UE students. In International media and influencers were in Barbados to promote the crop over festivities, and several firearms and thousands of rounds of ammunition confiscated in the Bahamas. 15 killed in an attack on a shelter for displaced Palestinians. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.